This is episode 1066. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast, and welcome to a brand new series we begin today. And this is a series about managing conflict. And as you explore this series, you will be diving into a little ancient wisdom from Sun Tzu, who wrote the classic book, The Art of War. So throughout this week, you'll be exploring different excerpts from The Art of War and applying it to how you manage conflict in your life. And as you are guided in each day's meditation technique, remember to go at your own pace. You can do these techniques whether you're seated on your meditation cushion or in your chair, or if you're not really sure how to meditate and you're just brand new to all of this sitting in stillness, then just maybe sit down and listen to the episodes as you're sipping tea or your coffee or your smoothie. Or you can simply listen to these episodes as you get ready to drift off to sleep, or as you go throughout your day, maybe running errands. Honor where you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme we explore in depth so you can really master a particular quality in your life. So for today's episode, your very first episode to help you manage conflict, I'm going to share with you a little about the book, The Art of War, and its author, Sun Tzu. So Sun Tzu was a military general from China and reported to have lived in the late 6th century BC. And he wrote this book, The Art of War, to teach people military strategy. And he was so impressive during his time that he was able not only to help hardened warriors become better in battle, but he was also able to take more delicate women of court, of the king's court, and train them to become warriors. So in his book, The Art of War, many people consider it not to be so much about actual battles, but rather in how to avoid battles and how to avoid conflict. And so as you explore managing conflict, we'll be using the principles from his book that help you to manage conflict before it even starts. The Art of War has become a classic for not only military strategists, but also for teachers and business leaders, entrepreneurs, and for people just like you. The wisdom can be applied to different layers of life, not only in battle, but in personal relationships, and as I mentioned, in the battle with yourself. So go ahead now and get ready to explore the wisdom of Sun Tzu, The Art of War. Take this quote into your meditation today. So it is said that if you know your enemies and know yourself, you will not be put at risk even in 100 battles. If you only know yourself but not your opponent, you may win or may lose. If you know neither yourself nor your enemy, you will always endanger yourself. So as you consider challenges you may be experiencing in your life right now, consider your weaknesses, areas where you need to improve, where you need a little more support. Maybe situations that seem to pop up into your life time and time again. And consider your strengths. Maybe even strengths you don't often share with others. Consider your full abilities, knowing yourself well, knowing your strengths and your weaknesses. So take this into your meditation. You might even want to write this down in a journal as you go through this week's Managing Conflict series with the Art of War. If you'd like to be guided in a meditation using these techniques for managing conflict, you can find those full guided meditations at my website at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M. And there, I invite you to join for 2 weeks, absolutely free, for 2 weeks, and you get access to over 1,000 guided meditations there, as well as a private Facebook community of meditators just like you who belong to the membership site. And you get a guided journal customized for the weekly series that we explore, and a guide with all the techniques for each week's series. So you don't ever have to remember, what was that breathing technique? What was that affirmation? It's listed and organized nicely for you. So again, that's at sipandom.com. So go ahead now and meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.